This is Earth and Sky, Friday, November 4th. The innermost planets of the solar system, Mercury and Venus, are both up in evening twilight now.
And depending on where you are on Earth now, you might be able to use the moon to locate these two worlds tonight or this weekend. Shortly after sundown, the waxing crescent moon is in the west. Tonight, as darkness falls, the moon stands between Venus and Mercury, with Venus shining above the moon and Mercury below it.
The waxing moon will be in the west after sunset all this weekend, and Venus and Mercury will be up there too. You can't miss Venus, no matter where you are. With the exception of the moon, Venus is the brightest celestial object up every night. But Mercury, the closest planet to the sun, is more of a challenge, especially from the northern hemisphere right now. Autumn from either hemisphere is the worst time to see Mercury, and since it's autumn in this hemisphere now, you might need binoculars to pick out this innermost world.
At northern temperate latitudes, say for example Memphis, Tennessee, Mercury sets about an hour after the sun tonight. At the same latitude south of the equator, say Canberra, Australia, Mercury stands twice as high in the sky at sunset and stays out twice as long after sundown. The southern hemisphere has the advantage in viewing Venus, too. South of the equator, Venus stays out longer after sunset.
That's today's show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.